Accession number 19794, Reel 4.
You had your son very soon after liberation.
Yes.
So what did you think about bringing a child into a world which had seen so much evil?
Now, when I met my husband and got pregnant, it was absolutely marvelous. There was a life. I never ever think about him and his life in conjunction with what was happening before. That was the past. That was behind us. That was what we lived through, what we left behind. That was why the war was won, or we were thinking was won. And this is what was in front of us. New life, could be my son, could be others, people, children. That was absolutely biological necessity, I may say now, when I am that old and that wise. It was the most normal thing to do.
You spoke about how at one point in the camp you said you spat in the eye of your God. How were your religious beliefs affected by this experience?
When it comes to my religious beliefs, I cannot say with absolute certainty that they were not affected, but they were affected in both ways. As I said, there was terrible days where I could not understood. Nobody could understood that was a God will, and I still I'm not making that mistake. To say, yes, that was a God's will that things like this happened to people. No, that was a horrible people will that those things happened. We have been given free will, although we are told. We as the humans are given a free will. And so many people use their free will in this terrible manner which affected lives and futures of others. And this is what is wrong with the whole thing. On another hand, I am still believing that the people who did not believe in anybody, in any God other than Nazism, were able to commit those terrible crimes. Because if you had cross in your heart, if you follow Christ's teaching, you would not be able to do things like this. And not only on personal level, but in the state, in the political parties level. So in that way, I think that the God is important and the God should be believed in, because it brings good things in from us.
So do you think your experiences have affected your outlook on life, the way you live today, or the way you brought your family up?
Have those experiences affected my life as I have it now? It's not that easy to answer. First of all, forgive me saying so, but I was so young when I went to camp, I don't know what I would be like. You see, people older than me, let's say a generation older, they already went ready-made. I went as a absolutely fresh material. I wasn't really yet myself a full human. I was, in most of respects, a child. Child given a good Kinderstube, jak German would say, good beginning, Christian beginnings, feeling what is right, what is wrong. And that helped me. I am absolutely certain, because I never had any doubts of how I should behave in particular moment. And I am absolutely certain that I behave the best I could possibly do in view of those things which were given me at the beginning of my life. But how would I develop before the camp or without the camp? Honestly, I don't know myself. I know one thing, that the life is fantastic, that the life should be lived through, that the kindness between people is of utter importance. And I will know that I will, till I die, I will never forget what I have seen, what me and the others went through. And it's not up to me to forgive. Because like somebody clever said somewhere, that the people who can forgive are those who are not with us anymore. We have to forget to some extent. And anyway, generations are moving on. I have never went to Austria, for example, for skiing holiday. I could go to Switzerland, to German-speaking parts, and that didn't worry me. But I would not like to meet people of my own generation from Germany. But with young people, I have no quarrels whatsoever. It's not their war. When I tell sometimes stories to my own sons, they treat it like cowboys and Indian stories. It's so unreal to them. And thank God, this is how it should be. We are the generation who took beatings like no other generation before us. And let it stay that way.
The importance, do you think, of telling the story today, particularly to young people?
I am often asked, is it good, is it worse, is it necessary to tell the stories of today to the people, to younger generation of today? And my one answer, I'm not saying that this is a total answer, but one answer would be that it's better if we, who live through it, tell the stories, than the so many people who love to jump on the bandwagon, if I may call it so, start to analyze, start to telling stories, start to actually making the truth as it was, a very untruthful stories. And with this we must always fight, and we be always beware of it. But unfortunately, again, our generation is going, and the abilities of us older people, if we did not write books till now, if we did not write our memoir even for our own use till now, I am afraid it's a little bit late, but the truth is with us, those who survived, whatever nation.
Now, do you feel generally optimistic about the future for your children and grandchildren?
When it comes to the future of my own children or my grandchildren, I have to be optimistic. I already see fantastic happening. My own sons never went to war. Probably my grandson will not go to war, because we have at long last, we in Europe, got wiser than we have been for quite a few generations. So yes, in that respect, yes, I am optimistic for them. In respect of changing of human nation, no, that we will always be as we are. Maybe the happenings will not be that dreadful, because there will be constricted by the rules which in good times we put around ourselves, and it won't be that easy to break those rules like it was to break them in 40s and 30s. But human nature, I am afraid, is what human nature is. Oh God, I feel so. Use your hand or something.
5 minutes. Yes. Well, let's see.
So it must be very sharp, very quickly. So, first of all.
Right, so we'll start off with a sentence.
Of the dogs.
We'll start off with a sentence about. Just give us a sentence about your mother, a description of what she looked like, perhaps, or something like that.
Because you just need the word mother.
Yes. So you need the word mother. Yes.
When I think about my childhood, I can see my mother dressed in the funny 30s hat, going to church, and me hanging on to her hand.
That's fine.
See, it is clean.
Okay.
Yes. So the next sentence we want, Maria, is you talking about the cleaning outside the prison.
Yes, debris, yes, this is what I couldn't find, debris, yes. During the uprising, when I was cleaning the courtyard of the prison, from ash, falling debris, and all the possibly dirt which accumulated there because of the burning houses around us, I was myself covered in dirt and needed a big wash. Okay?
All right, James? Mm-hmm. And then the next sentence, if you could just describe the shoes you were given in Auschwitz,
yes.
The wooden shoes, Dutch clogs, not clogs.
Yes. So what do you want me to say? Dutch
just,
clogs?
Just say clogs.
Just say clogs.
Wooden clogs.
Wooden clogs.
Wooden clogs.
Wooden clogs. Yes.
So just describe
yes. When our own clothes have been taken away from us, we have been given a prison garb, which consisted of dress only, and the wooden Dutch clogs to wear on our feet, which we did not like at all. Okay? Yes, because I don't know when to start, but I know that we have to stop very quickly.
And then we'll have a sentence about you leaving Pavia and just describing that you were with the same group of girls in the prison as you were on the train.
The point is to make certain that it was the same group.
It was the group that you were with in prison that you travelled with on the train from Pavia to Auschwitz.
Yes. So, when we were selected for the transport to Auschwitz, as it turned out to be, the same girls whom I met during this 2 month stay in the prison went together. We all went together in the same. We got the same numbers, 44,000. We kept together, we tried to keep together for as long as possible.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the final sentence is about when
the dogs
ran off from the column.
Yes. That's what I had. Wait a second. The moment when we decided to drop out of the column and go into the ditch, we took risk because the SS guards had their dogs with them. But to our extreme relief, the dogs did not find us in this ditch. The dogs and the guard just passed by, and after a while, quite a while, the whole column marched on, and we have been left behind.
Good.
Okay?